now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning.
What are you, TGIF today?
It is the 5th of November.
And
we're going to have a big, big, big weekend coming up here. I can tell you right now. We're joined by Bad Bob.
And good morning.
And, of course, the beautiful Linda.
Good morning.
And let's start it off with going to the phones.
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
How are you?
Happy Friday.
Doing good. Thank you. I'm looking forward to it. Got a cousin of my wife getting married, so I'm going to head out of town and go to a wedding. That's always fun.
Oh, yeah. Behave.
I heard that you got Veteran of the Year, didn't you, Carl?
Well, I was very much honored by the as being the North State Veteran of the Year. Assemblyman Nielsen, but it's, you know, I as I told him, I can't figure out how you could choose one person out of so many that have done so much for veterans up here. You know,
now remind me, which one did you fight for, North or South?
You did not apply.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you a little bit there. But you know, I'm usually full of jokes, but I heard some horrible news this morning, so I have to get on my soapbox a little bit, if that's okay.
I'm trying to do better.
Go for it.
I don't know if you heard, but yesterday morning, Austin Lassiter killed his twin, Dalton Lassiter, by accident.
Yes.
Due to, frankly, just being irresponsible with the gun. And, you know, I know them. I know their whole family, and I've known them since they were little boys. We were in the same church together, and they were so close. It just breaks your heart to hear about it. And I mean, I'm usually all about, you know, being responsible with alcohol, but especially with guns, because now we have, not only did we lose a good man, but we got another one who's so emotionally damaged. I'm very concerned for him as well. So please, everybody, just please be careful.
You know, we were going to talk about that, Jay. It was, you know, I don't know what the exact, you know, what happened exactly. He was, from everything I understand, was shot in the chest and by his brother and died. It's a horrible, horrible, horrible tragedy. And again, it just strikes, you know, it just drives it home. If you have weapons that you, one, that you're absolutely careful with them, that you treat each one as
if
it's
loaded.
Loaded and never pointed at anybody. This is just a, you know, it's just rules that should be driven into people that have weapons. And the other thing is if you've got kids, you have these weapons in an absolute safe place. Either it's a safe, it's a place they can't get into, and if it's any type of thought that they can get into it, that those weapons are unloaded. And that ammunition.
And even when you think it's unloaded, of course, probably the situation, but we're not speculating or anything, but the fact is that there could have been a round in the chamber that you just looked at it, saw that there wasn't something there, but well, it's in between.
It's my understanding that he didn't know it was loaded, and it was my understanding that he doesn't even know how it went off.
What a tragedy.
It's one of those horrible, horrible tragedies, and it breaks your heart. You know, now I have a funeral to go to, and it's one of those situations where, you know, if in getting on my soapbox I can save one life, one injury, then it's worth it.
Yeah. Well, I, you know, Jay, thanks for calling in. We were gonna talk about
it's
it,
a
but
good
you
citizen.
Know, you know them, and I know it touches your life. And everything I read about the young man is that he was just a hero and waiting.
Stand up guy.
Yeah.
Stand up guy. Comes from a great family, great people. Both the twins were excellent guys. It's just
well now the
horrible, horrible thing.
Yeah. Now the family and the friends have got to rally around the.
The family
and the son who was.
I lost my brother to violence. He took a shot to the head, and I remember how much it hurts. And I didn't have anything to do with it. I can only imagine if I had inadvertently done that, it would have just been devastating. So you're right. He's going to need a lot of love.
He is, and there's nothing anybody can say to him that he has not already said a million times.
And we do appreciate your call.
Yeah, we do. It was
bringing it to light. It's going to be on everybody's.
I know I'm I'm usually all about comedy, but today I just had to get on my soapbox. So thank you for giving me the ability to.
You bet.
Absolutely.
You bet. Thank you so much for calling, Jay.
Hey, have a great day.
Thank you.
We're going to take a break. Call in the bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Good morning. Happy Friday to you. There's a lot that is going to be going on this week, and obviously we're going to be talking about different veteran affairs. It's 7:13 in the morning, but we want to tell you a little bit of history. Today it's going to be a high of 75, but today is Guy Fawkes Day. Who's that? This year was the year was 1605. 11 men led by one guy, Guy Fawkes, came together to find a way to return to England to the Catholic faith. It seems that King James had been sending Jesuits into exile. The conspirators plotted to kill the king and all members of the parliament by blowing up the Houses of Parliament on November 5th. They had amassed 36 barrels of gunpowder and placed the barrels under the House of Parliament. The plot was discovered on November 4th, and the conspirators were arrested, tried, and convicted. The following January, Guy Fawkes and seven other surviving members of the group were beheaded. Their heads were then displayed on the spikes of London Bridge. The following November 5th, 1606, the same parliament Guy Fawkes and his men had attempted to annihilate, established a national day of Thanksgiving. Guy Fawkes Day, or Bonfire Night, has been celebrated every year since the fireworks and the burning of Guy Fawkes' effigy. All these fabulous words in the morning. The effigies are referred to as the guys, and they are burned. The revelers repeat this verse. No, there's a whole poem thing. We'll do it later.
Well, you know, Guy Fawkes Day is a great thing in England. I've been with my friends, my English friends, that celebrated this, which was just an excuse to go out and drink and run around bonfires. Hey, let's talk a little bit about what's going on tomorrow. Shasta Lake Veterans Day Parade. Let's talk about it, my friends. It's going to start at 10 o'clock. They're going to close down the avenue down there at 9 o'clock. So you want to get there. They're having a pancake breakfast down at the firehouse. They're doing this parade is usually the second largest parade in Northern California. It may even be the first largest. It may be the largest parade. We don't know. We're just still trying to figure out the numbers. Last year they had over 75 entrants into the parade. 75. It's going to be in honor of Korean War veterans. It starts at 10 a.m. It's going to pay special tribute to those who served in the Korean War, which marked its 60th anniversary this year. It's going to be a great day tomorrow. Tomorrow is going to be a nice sunshiny day, so you want to get out there. You want to get out there probably around 9 o'clock. Get out there and get your places on the road. We've been there 3 years in a row. It is great. They're going to have five Korean War veterans as grand marshals, including former prisoner of war Bill Shaddish, as well as Young Duk Kim, who served in the South Korean Army. Also serving as Grand Marshals are Korean War veterans Wally Wessel, Ken Green, and Wes Muncie. There's going to be all types of motorcycles. There's going to be bands. There's going to be all types of things to do. It's going to be great. So you want to be out there at Shasta Dam Boulevard on Shasta Lake City. Be there. By 10 o'clock, Linda is going to be singing the national anthem.
Well, it's either before it starts at 10. Also, let's talk about a couple other things that are going to be tributes to veterans. There's the old-fashioned family picnic and bike parade, which is a tribute to the veterans. That's at 1 p.m. on Sunday in the Anderson Adventist Church parking lot.
I'll be speaking there.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun. And, again, that's 1 p.m. Then there's the Veterans and Spouses Second Tuesday tri-tip lunch at 11 a.m. That's at Hilltop Estates. They do so much for our veterans. And it's going to be free to the first 50 veterans and their spouses. St. Joseph School Veterans Day Assembly will be November 10th. That's going to be from 8:30 to 10.
The Marine Corps birthday?
Yes. And there's the Veteran Day Observance November 11th at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery, of course. We know where that is, and that will be at 10:55 a.m. November 11th.
That's going to be a big. That'll be a big event out there. I think they're having a flyover. They've got a number of guests, the number of speakers out there. It's always a beautiful event, and that's on November 11th at 11 a.m. or I'm sorry, 10:55 a.m. So you're going to have to get up there a little bit early. Mistletoe School Tribute to Veterans is going to go on also on November 10th. And again, tomorrow, the Shasta Lake Veterans Day Parade. Don't miss this. This is a great place to take the family. It's a wonderful parade. And then on Sunday at Anderson Seventh-day Adventist parking lot, it's an old-fashioned picnic and tribute to the veterans with free food. I'll be out there saying a few words and thanking veterans, which is an honor for me to be able to talk about that. Anyway, hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We just got a number of things that are happening around here, but we're going to keep talking about as the show goes on. Just reminding everybody that this is a big time of the year. This is a time of the year that you find those veterans, you find those young men and women who have served, older men and women, and go up and just say thanks. It's all that there would be. That's all they would expect. They don't expect anything special, but you know what? Thanking a veteran means a lot to that veteran. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Yeah, it's Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and the chat room is up, I believe. The chat room is at KCNR1460.com. So you can get in there and talk with us, or you can just give us a call. And let's go to the phones. Amy, good morning.
Good morning. Happy Friday, guys.
Happy Friday to you, Amy.
Yes.
You sound happy.
Oh, of course. It's a beautiful day.
Well, you know what Friday is, right? It's two more working days till Monday.
Oh, jeez. Don't end my weekend before it started.
Okay, what do you got for us today, Amy?
Well, we're in November. Tip. We're in November, right?
I hope so.
So we're coming up on those dreaded holiday parties. And what I want people to think about is that it only takes, you guys, it only takes an extra 10 calories a day over what you should be taking in every day for a year for you to add another pound on. That's 10 easy calories over what you should. So when you're going to these parties, I want you to think about what can I snack on that's a healthier option and keep the yummy treats down to small portion sizes and just keep in your head, are those the extra 10 calories that could add that extra pound on at the end of the year?
Is a bottle of wine considered a small amount, one bottle? Does that count?
Well, we're going to have to talk about that a little bit more.
Okay. Well, I wouldn't you say that every time you have a glass of wine, you should back it with water because then you consume less?
You know, my rule is that for every drink, you decide to have a full glass of water in between before you have the second one.
It doesn't sound like you're a fun date, Amy.
Take it back, Carl. Okay. So anyway, so your advice is that every 10, I heard 10.
Yeah, because it seems that if you have an extra 10 calories a day over what you're supposed to be taking in, it only takes that, and you do that every day for a year. There's 365 days in a year?
365, last time I looked.
Right. So if you multiply it times 10, we get about 3,600 roughly, right? Well, there's 3,500 calories in a pound of fat.
Wow.
So if you figure you just take in 10 extra calories a day, you know, by the end of the year, you've got roughly, 3,600 calories roughly. So you're roughly at about an extra pound of fat there if you've taken in 10 extra calories over what you should eat.
Well, next week, please be thinking about a tip, and this is wonderful. We always appreciate you calling in, Amy. And giving us, something to be mindful for the week. We know the holidays are coming. It's a time when people do pack on pounds because we're eating, we're visiting, we're going to cocktail parties. It is the season. So, we'll have to have a little mindful tip again next week about something that we can do while we're in the process of trying to watch. I mean, who wants to try to watch, but just be mindful of, you know, if you do that extra thing, what it's going to mean.
Yeah, what you need to do to make up for it. And I'll definitely tell you that next week.
Okay, Amy, have a wonderful weekend, and we will see you soon.
Sounds great, guys.
Thanks.
Don't work too hard.
All right.
Addison's Peak Performance, Amy, one of our favorite people down there. Thanks a lot, Amy. You know, we've got, you know, just a number of things. We've got to take a break in a few minutes, but there's more things going on here. You know, one of the great things that's just happened is the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has reported that about 13,000 fish returned to Battle Creek this year. Last year, only 8,000 Chinook salmon returned. This year, 13,500. Is that great news or what? You know what? How do you know it's 8,268? Could that have been, I mean, how do they know 8,268? Bob, do you know how they could tell exactly down to the fish? Or is this just somebody going, they said, how many fish was it last year? And they just made it up on the spot?
That would be a good question for that. I know that the fish that actually come into the hatchery, they count, but I think they have observers who, and I don't know how they do it during the night or whatever, but literally I've gone down there and it looked as though you could walk across the creek on the backs of the fish, if you really wanted to do such a thing, but amazing.
So there's a way of counting them, is what you're saying. Somehow in that, you told me that. Okay, the other thing too is, you know what, we could have a fishing game expert on, except as soon as you get past, how do you count fish, and you start asking them things like, so how could you change the seasons the way you have? How come you made, you know, Zone C, you know, that we had to draw for it since we live in it? And then you ask them things like, can you really take water from people? They don't like those questions. But I guess we held it right to how many fish are in the stream? They could probably tell us. You know, and other things that are also going on, we have other fundraisers for the troops. American Red Cross, and we're going to talk about this more next week, they're going to have their first annual donation drive-through for the troops to raise money for purchasing phone cards for our military to use during the holidays. That's going to happen on November 19th at the Reading Convention Center. You know, it's just thing after thing after thing.
And then, just when you thought maybe he wouldn't get back into the water, Conan O'Brien is back, and he has a show to do on TBS. 10 months after the debacle in which he left his one-time dream job at the desk of NBC's Tonight Show, Conan O'Brien is back to what he loves, and that's getting ready for Monday's premiere of his new late-night cable talk show, Conan, TBS, 11 p.m.
I didn't watch him before. I don't know if I'll be able to stay up.
Well, he just, you know, if we can't stay up late like that, we can always tape it. I was thinking about that. I was thinking about Bob got up so early to do the news this morning. 4:45 in the morning is early. But for those of you who are on your way to work and you join us here at Free Fire Radio, we love it.
It's KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Good morning, North State. It's Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. We've got some guests coming in. 53 degrees right now. It's going to be partly sunny today with a high of 75. The weather is always brought to you by In Salmo Vineyards. That's in Inwood, just a short distance really from Reading. A lot of people think, wow, it's a long... No, it's not. It's really, it's a beautiful drive, short drive actually. And tonight, Candice Lavolsi will be out there playing her harp. Tomorrow night, Rick Hill, make your reservations, 474-5546. We're going to have all kinds of guests coming in today. But in the meantime...
You know, I think we can get into a little bit of our political thing here. It says, looks like the city of Reading's finances aren't quite as bad as we thought before. The it remains guarded. According to Record Searchlight and people they're talking to, they've talked to Finance Director Steve Strong. He says the general fund has about $394,000, or about 3%, almost 4% more than budgeted so far this year. The tax receipts, of course, are still down. However, they did grow 8% this past summer. But higher fuel costs and a few more automobile sales in the city drove most of that sales tax increase. It wasn't like more things being sold, nothing big happening that way. The tax receipts from new car sales were up 18%, and that's great. But, you know, we've had two or three car dealerships close right here in Redding, too. But at least that's gone up. Now, the other big thing, other big news is relief is unlikely in REU bills because it looks like they're not going to let us use the hydroelectric power that just happens to be in this full lake, just waiting, the water just waiting to be used, because we only get a certain slice of that now instead of on a contract. So we're continuing to have to buy expensive power from other regions. And it looks like right now that we will continue to have our bills go up with REU. We had Paul Huser here the other day, and he was saying that this was going to continue. And with AB 32, the emission law coming in and the greenhouse gases, that this is not going to get any better. The only thing that's going to save us here is if we find a way, or if the state of California actually looks realistically at bringing nuclear power into our state. But now we've got a new governor, a Democratic governor, a Democratic assembly, and a Democratic Senate in the state of California. So everything that's going to be done is now laid at the door of the Democrats. You know, before we were hearing, oh, gosh, you know, the Republicans were stopping them because they had the two-thirds. You know, they held the budget up. Well, they can't do that anymore because that just passed also. So that the budget can be passed by just a simple majority. So now Jerry Brown has asked, our Democrat friends have said that we can handle this, that we're going to do it. So the question is, my friends, this. Are we going to see taxes raised? Or are they going to be able to fight that in court with Proposition 13 saying it has to be two-thirds? We don't know. But then what about fees? Are fees going to be raised? Do you like shooting? Do you like the Second Amendment? How is that going to be affected in this state? What other parts of our Constitution and parts of our individual liberties are going to be touched? I'm just asking, what if? Maybe they won't. Maybe the Democrats now that hold all the power in California will make California business friendly, that we will go from 49th and being business friendly in the United States out of 50. Maybe we'll go to, who knows, 45th or 40th. It's all up to Jerry Brown. He said he could work with the legislature. He said it's no longer going to be a problem. He wants to return the power down to the cities and the counties. That's what he said. And I'm sure he's going to take care of the illegal immigration problem that there's, you know, still streaming across the borders. And Gavin Newsom, as lieutenant governor, I'm sure will shut down those cities that are sanctuaries. Because what Gavin learned when he had sanctuary city number one in San Francisco is that illegals were in there killing his citizens. And that didn't work out too good, did it, Gavin? So here's the question, or here's my premise. Jerry Brown is governor. The Democrats control the assembly. The Democrats control the Senate. So everything should be laid out perfectly to maintain our civil rights, our personal rights, and to make sure our taxes don't go through the roof, and that the $20 billion deficit goes away, that money comes back to the schools. That money comes back to programs that have been just cut apart. Our veterans will be taken care of. New veterans' homes will be built. All this is going to happen. All this is going to happen because this is one party walking together. And we, the people, can stand here because we're going to be taken care of. Everything that they said, they're going to take care of it. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. It's 7:43 in the morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellite. After an airport road, Doug Tooley will put in a dish satellite. He'll do it quick. He'll do it professionally, and he guarantees his work. That's 244-1988. And that music you just heard was from the Sweet Adelaides. Did I pronounce that right?
That's right.
The Sweet Adelaides from right here in Reading.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, ladies.
Good morning. Good morning.
Okay, now you've got something getting ready to happen right here on November 13th.
That's right. We have a show. And by the way, we are the Northern Gateway Chorus, and we're Reading's local chapter of Sweet Adelaides International, an organization of 30,000 women who love singing four-part harmony. And we have a really fun show coming up called Pirates in Pearls, a high C, the letter C, adventure. And it's really going to be a fun show. We have lots of great music and a lot of really bad pirate jokes.
Okay, now that's going to be next weekend, right?
Yes, the 13th? A week from Saturday on November 13th. We have two performances at 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Okay, and that's at Sequoia Middle School at the McLaughlin Auditorium.
Mm-hmm.
And tickets are $10 for adults and $5 for children under 12.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to have raffles and gifts and all types of things
right.
going on there. So, right. Pirates and Pearls.
Mm-hmm. Patty is going to tell you a little bit about some of the types of music we have.
Yes, our musical production has songs from movies, Broadway shows, and popular modern tunes, and we have done some parodies to these tunes.
To make them piratey.
Right.
Like, give us just a sampling. A one-liner.
Oh, boy, you put me on the spot. I know a bunch of them. I can't think. Well, we are singing Come Sail Away, which is our theme song, and we have a few good pirate lines in there about sailing the open seas.
And it's called a high sea adventure.
A high
right.
sea adventure, yes. Pirates and Pearls.
You know, y'all have been on before, and we've always enjoyed having you on, and the different types of events that you have. And of course, the way your singing is just outstanding. We really like that.
Oh, thank you,
thank you.
So this is Pirates and Pearls, a high sea, C being of course the note C. I tried to hit a high C one time. Yes, they carried me off the stage.
Okay.
A production of the Northern Gateway Course, which is part of the International Sweet Adeline Group.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what else do we need to know?
Well, we're going to have a fun raffle during the intermission, and one of the raffle items is a free singing Valentine that you might want to be checking out for next February, and we're hoping to come back and sing for you at Valentine's Day. And it's also suitable for all members of the family. So if you have kids or grandmas, it's a great, fun show for everyone.
So there's nothing risque going on with the Sweet Adelaides.
No.
Okay, just have to make sure about
Hopefully
that.
Just lots of beautiful music. We have three quartets and our chorus singing several songs that you'll really enjoy.
Well, that's great. Now, this is going to be at Sequoia Middle School. You've got two shows
mm-hmm.
on Saturday, November 13th at 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. Now, how do they get a hold of you?
We have number 246-SING, S-I-N-G, 246-S-I-N-G. If you call that number, you can get any more information that you might want.
Or you can go to the website northerngatewaychorus.com.
That's right.
That's great. Okay, ladies, thank you so much. I kind of wish you could have had a little song here. But Bob, can you take us out with that?
Come Sail Away.
Can you come out with this Come Sail Away again? All right.
And thank you.
Well, thank you so much. And thank you for what you're doing for the community. Pirates and Pearls, a high sea adventure, a musical theater production in four-part a cappella harmony, a family-friendly show by the Northern Gateway Chorus. Saturday, November 13th at 3 and 7 p.m. at Sequoia Middle School, McLaughlin Auditorium. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. The time is 7:51. Good morning. It is, 53 degrees out there. Carla and the bot, phone lines here, 605-4567. We're chatting at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, all the types of coffee you want. I can't say enough about Joe and Shelly and what they provide for our community. Finest walk-in cigar humidor in the state. The people working there are kind, they're friendly, they're knowledgeable, and then they have the community room where so many people have used for free. with free Wi-Fi. They've got TV in there. It's just a great place.
And, you know, usually if somebody's buying a cigar, it's usually for a special occasion because they may be celebrating. And I understand that they say it's your birthday.
Nice.
And our guest today is Sean Plummer. And good morning, Sean.
Morning.
Happy
you?
Birthday.
Thank you very much.
He's from Sean is from the West Valley Volunteer Fire Company, and you are here because you've got a fundraiser going.
Yes, we do. Been doing this for about 10 years now or so. It's our annual chili feed and auction. Obviously, tomorrow night, Saturday, November 6th, it's going to start at 4:30 p.m. Auction starts at 6:30. And unlike the other years, we've been asked by the our public down there that supports us every year. They keep usually we have it at West Valley High School. And, you know, every year we keep getting, well, how come you don't have it at the firehouse? How come you don't have it at the firehouse? You know, we want to come see the firehouse and meet everybody and, you know, look at the equipment and stuff. So this year, if you're coming, don't go to the high school. Come down to the West Valley Fire Station, 17952 Gas Point Road. And we're going to have lots of food and good times down there. We got guest auctioneers. It's going to be Les Baugh and Tom Basinko.
All right.
And I hear they put on a pretty good program.
They put on a great show, whether they're auctioneers or not. They're getting out there. I saw Les Baugh sing to Kurt Starman at a fundraiser.
Well, it was
on his knees.
Special
guy. On his knees and saying something from the Mikado to Kurt Starman. You
so
remember that?
Yeah, that's right. It was a special request.
So watch out,
for United Way. But this is West Valley Fire, Volunteer Fire Department, Chili Cook-Off.
Not really a chili cook-off. We cook our own chili.
Okay.
And it's a $5 donation for adults, and kids under three are free.
What a nice event to take your family to. Very reasonable.
Very reasonable. Lots of food. Good company. You know, come down, meet the firefighters. You know, take a tour of the firehouse. We're going to have desserts there for sale as well. Our auxiliary is going to be there. They're the ones that are actually going to be cooking the chili and providing the baked goods.
And it begins at 5.
It begins actually at 4:30.
Okay.
And the auction will start at 6:30.
Okay, Sean, you know, people may have a certain, you know, mindset about a volunteer fireman. Okay? I picture the volunteer fireman, they hear a siren going off or somebody gets a phone call, everybody jumps up and they race down, they jump in, it's kind of like the Keystone Cops in the way it used to be. You know, but it's not like that at all.
You all are a
very professional group of people that fight these fires. Go through a lot of schools.
Absolutely, there is a lot of training that these folks have to go through before they can even step foot on that fire engine. Shasta County probably has one of the most rigorous training programs in the state for volunteers. Basically, the way we look at it is that you're a volunteer up until the point when the pager goes off, and you make the choice to respond to the call, and at that point, you're professional.
Okay, now is there a pro that's with every fire station? Like there's a one guy that's kind of like the trainer and or not?
No, it's just kind of catch as catch can. You know, we get members from the community, and you know anybody that wants to volunteer, they can come on out, and we put them through a physical and make sure that you know they're not going to hurt themselves out there on the job because obviously it's a very rigorous job, and then we start running them through the paces and getting them through the training, and once they complete all that, then they'll be checked off and ready to go.
Okay, now how many fires do you all go to?
You know, what fires
you just say?
Fires is not really the main purpose.
Medical,
believe it or not, even
thing?
Though you know it's yeah. Fire department, 90% of our calls are medical. The West Valley Fire Department. I checked the stats last night. We've had 122 calls for service this year.
But most of it has been medical.
Most of it's been medical.
That's what we're finding with every fire company, with every fire department, that 80 to 90% have nothing to do with a fire.
That is correct.
It's the 911 emergency call, you come out for that.
It's the 911 catch-all.
So what happens?
We do everything.
But, you know, if they say it's a... Does everybody show up when they get called?
Everybody shows up. Everybody that can come goes down to the fire station, picks up one of the appropriate rigs, and they will respond to your address.
So if you have somebody there that says they have a medical emergency, there'll be like 10 of you showing up.
There could be.
It could be.
There could be.
Do volunteers get paid for this at all?
We do not.
That's truly a volunteer.
It is truly a volunteer. We do.
My goodness.
We are part of Shasta County Fire,
mm-hmm.
and they do reimburse us, I believe it's $6 per call. And basically
big money.
Yeah, big money. Really big money.
Everybody runs out and has a beer afterwards. Yeah, okay. Hey, Sean, you know, first of all, thank you.
Thank you.
For everything that you do.
And all of those who are with you.
All the volunteers. Absolutely. You know, we'll have a show about this. But, you know, plus it's your birthday. And what, you're about 22, 23?
Absolutely.
Okay. Sean, and I don't want to get this, you know, any type of controversy here, but... you know, we're having problems keeping three people on a truck. What's the thing about maybe having volunteers helping out right here in Reading, you know, and manning that third, being the man for that third one?
Well, I don't want to get too far into it because I do work for the City of Reading as a firefighter.
Oh, you do?
And I volunteer on my time off, so basically I have no life.
So you're a firefighter during your regular job's a firefighter.
Yes, it is.
Well, what would you
I
think
would
about
say that?
That
was that a calling.
That would be. So would you? How would you all feel about having like volunteers that go through all this training?
Well,
to be that third person.
The problem with volunteers is they're exactly that. They're volunteers,
and they may not show up.
So it's a very, I wouldn't say very, but maybe a not so reliable resource sometimes.
Okay.
I'll speak to West Valley, you know, because I'm pretty close to that, obviously. We all have jobs. So
sometimes they
during
don't
the jump. Day 8 to yeah. 5, you know, our responses are pretty short, unfortunately.
Okay.
But the folks have got to make a living.
Yeah, no, you're right.
So,
okay. Yeah, I didn't want to put you on that. I didn't know that you were.
Well, we commend what you do.
Absolutely.
And all of
we
those.
We applaud you. You and all the firefighters, all of our
yes.
first responders.
Where would we be? What would we do
okay.
without you?
One more time. When's it going to be? It starts at?
Starts at 4:30. Tomorrow night, West Valley Fire Station on Gas Point Road. Now, don't go out Bowman. A lot of people go out Bowman looking for, you know, Cottonwood and the fire station.
Nope.
It's 5 miles out Gas Point Road.
Let's go out Gas Point Road, then you'll find it. It's going to be a great time.
It's going to be a great time. We got an auction going on. Like I said, the guest auctioneers. Auction's going to start at 6:30. We've got bed and breakfast with limo rides. We've got four-wheel alignments. We've got cords of wood.
Wow.
We have
sounds like some good stuff.
Family fun pack. We got stuff donated from Vic Hannon. We've got, you know, scenic flights from Gemini Aviators. Just a whole plethora of stuff. I mean, we've got look at my list here. 73 items we've been donated from the community
that
down there.
Fun.
So
it really
well,
does.
Lots of good stuff.
Where would we be without you? Of course, and we want to thank you, Sean Plummer. Happy birthday!
Thank you
and
very
it
much.
Is tomorrow. Go to the Chili fundraiser. And $5. That's great. Take your family out there.
For the West Valley Volunteer Fire Company. They do a lot for our community, and they do it because they want to.
Yes, we do.
Thanks a lot, Sean.
Thank you.
Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, and KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Reading.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Good morning. It is 8:05 on November 5th. Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here 605-4567. We've got the chat room up at KCNR 1460. It's kind of a catch-up day, and we're kind of, you know, talking about things that are happening this weekend and next week with Veterans Day, but I guess we can get a little more serious. The Republicans and President Obama are going to meet. Well, President Obama is reaching out his hand, as are the Republicans. As President Obama said, we were shellacked. It should be a wake-up call, Mr. President. The country's spoken. I think we can get into big arguments. We can say, oh, no, it wasn't, you know, look what happened in California. Even my friends in California, if I was us, and I am one of us, I'd start kind of like hunkering down a little bit because, well, we've got a lot of problems here, and the rest of the country really doesn't care. We've got a $20 billion deficit. We just put Democrats into every office, major office in the state. Wally Herger, you know, the North State is the only ones that held any kind of line as far as some, you know, as Republicans going in. Unfortunately. You know, Senator-elect Doug LaMalfa is going to be in a minority, as is Assemblyman Jim Nielsen. No matter what they do, they can't even get a bill out of the committee if the Democrats don't want it out. So, but anyway, what will Obama do next? Will he move more to the center to what the people are saying? To me, the people across the United States, by just the magnitude of this election, has told him the direction the administration is leading the country is wrong. Just flat out wrong. The health care plan, wrong. Does health care need to be looked at? Do parts of the health care plan need to be instituted? Absolutely. Why should you lose your job, go to another job, and then you can't get insurance? Wrong, wrong, wrong. Parts of this have to be relooked at. How about a comprehensive energy policy besides something that just taxes the hell out of coal plants? What about an energy policy that lets us look for oil where it's at right here in this country, this nation, so we can stop sending billions across the ocean to people that are not always our friends? What about nuclear power? Yes, go into the renewable sources. Go look at, let's get into wind. Let's get into the waves, solar, and all that. But let's not be fooled. Let's not be fooled that this is not going to be expensive. It's going to be very expensive, and it doesn't work all the time. So you still have to have other energy sources. Why not nukes? There has not been one nuclear accident that has caused a loss of life in this country, in the civilian market. I know, but Bob's sitting here, he's got his head cocked to the side like a dog. You know, we all give that dog look sometimes, you know, huh?
It's true. SL-1
was military. The one that was the military. But, you know, Three Mile Island. Three Mile Island was the exact same accident that happened at Chernobyl. We built ours differently. That's why it was contained. Chernobyl was a huge disaster because they built their reactors with no containment facility. We do. And now, 30 years later, which has been how long it's been since we built one of these, the technology has gotten so much better. The French are using nukes for most of their power, and they're selling their excess power. This is the French. We can do that, but we have to have a policy. There has been no leadership coming from Obama. He is a very charismatic person, but what has he done? The country has said, wait, this is not it. We want something different.
I think there's a funny familiarity issue. There was a news article the other day about PG&E coming to a settlement over the natural gas pipeline that exploded and killed, 53 people, destroyed a bunch of houses.
Yeah.
But there was no major outcry over that. If one person had died in a nuclear accident, people would have freaked out. Maybe it's familiarity?
Oh, it could be. But, you know, we've had experts on nuclear power here. I'm sold on it. You know, a reactor that's the size of about a half of a city block, okay, right here in Reading, would provide all the power for everybody here and up into the valley and down south if we wanted it. But you have to want something like that. But let's go back to, there's got to be plans. You know, the country, if you look at every one of the polls, and my Democratic friends, look at all the polls. Look what they said. For months and months and months, the vast majority of the people in this country said, we are going in the wrong direction. Well, now is a chance to stop that, to change direction. You're not looking, I don't expect a 180, of course not. But what about starting to alter the helm? What about starting to move the helm over just a little bit and let's start moving back into a direction where business produces jobs, not the government, where business is giving a chance to produce and to hire people? Why do you think that there was a huge upswing on the stock market? Is it because there's perhaps a change? They think maybe the tax cuts will remain? And that's something else. Willy-nilly, between now and then, we're in a lame duck Congress. You think they're going to extend the Bush tax cuts, make them permanent? What do you think? President Obama has mentioned this. Why doesn't he take the lead in this and say, I want my fellow Democrats to give me a bill that extends the tax cuts for another 2 years or makes them permanent? Then, President Obama, then you can show your leadership, and then we can start taking those steps to rebuild this country. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Seems to be the pains that are withheld for.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here, 605-4567, and we're chatting. That's KCNR1460.com. It's 8:15 in the morning.
Who do we have in the house?
Oh, we have a turkey in the house.
We have.
Here we go.
The incredible staff and producer director of MASH. We've got Bill Collins and Wade Riggs. Good morning, gentlemen. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Hello?
Yes, I was just making sure that you know that Wade is the director.
Yes.
I'm just his sidekick.
Okay.
Kind of like Gabby Hayes.
You play Bob Hope in the show, right, Bill Collins?
Well, a character that Bob Hope can't make it, so I'm there in his place.
All right. And so I understand. How many cast members again in MASH?
We have 32 cast members, 25 production staff, and another 24 volunteers.
So you've become the Cecil B. DeMille of Reading. Is that what you're saying? So we just call you, oh, hey, ready when you are, CB.
Yeah, the shorter, balder, grayer version, let me tell you.
Wait a minute. I am that.
We completely applaud you because, Wade, I remember when you handed the playbook to me, and we passed it around in the station. We're reading the playbook, and I know you were saying you're going to do three tents and how you had visualized it, and it was Northern California's premiere for MASH. And I just have to say, I am so excited when it's unsolicited and we're on the street from the doggy park to the grocery store to Tobacco and Brew with a bunch of, big burly guys that you wouldn't think would totally understand vignettes. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean it like that. That sounds like I'm making a call, but it just surprises you. And everybody says, wow, this show is so good. So thanks for coming today. Share with us what you've experienced, and we have two nights left.
Yes, we do. Tonight, and we close tomorrow night, which is kind of bittersweet. It's been such a great ride. The actors have really stepped up their game, and that was the biggest thing for us, was getting all of the A-list talent from all the various theater groups to come together in a collaborative effort to raise money for West Side Performing Arts, and it's just been a great ride. And I'm not really surprised. We're pretty big in the doggy parks, aren't we, Bill?
West Side Performing Arts, Trish Spinner, and all the people that have volunteered to teach and to help with these kids. It's you guys really are a team.
You know, it is. I mean, it's everybody says, you're a director. And really, director is like a label that I don't wear well because I've got so many great people that I'm working with, like Bill and Lisa and Trish and Tracy Shoemaker, Lynn Regan. I mean, these people have all put in so much time and energy to build this machine, if you will. And we're just having the time of our lives, and the reaction has been great.
Okay, so we have tonight's performance. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow night's performance, you were going to be closing tonight, but you added another night.
Right.
Thank God. And where can people buy tickets?
They can get them at the Cascade online. The Cascade Theater is taking care of our ticket sales online and
really?
phone calls. And you can walk up to the door if you didn't get a chance, weren't sure who you were going with or whatever, bring along whoever you want. You can get tickets at the door.
Okay, well, let's talk about where it is.
At McLaughlin Theater, which is at Sequoia Middle School, downtown Reading. It's a beautiful venue.
Right at the end of Placer Street. Okay. Placer
it's
and Sequoia.
It's a well-kept secret.
I think.
You know, people don't realize how beautiful that theater is.
It really is. And I am so looking forward to you tonight, Linda.
Oh, you are?
Oh, I am. I've been waiting for this for the entire run because our special guest singer is gonna be you tonight, and I am just so jazzed.
For those of you in the audience that don't know, Linda Regan-Bott is going to be our Frances Langford USO singer. We're going to highlight her in the pre-show USO show that comes on. So we've got Trish Spinner and the USO gals come out and do a couple numbers, and then we're going to bring on the beautiful and lovely warbling Linda Regan-Bott.
Yeah, there might be a little warbling there. I will tell you that I am singing a song.
And some wobbling.
Wobbling and warbling. From the back of the theater, I'll be wobbling as I warble a song I've never done before that I've always wanted to do. And when Trish had contacted and weighed you guys and said, would you like to be part of this? Thank you so much for trying to work with my weird schedule and that we could fit it in. And I'm so honored to be part of, I've never done theater in Reading. So this is exciting for me and a song I've never done before, which is perfect, I think, really appropriate. And as I sing the lyrics, I think, oh, wow, the lyrics are really written during, 1952. So it was right around the after the Korean War and still, you know, my dad was in the service then. So, yeah, in Guam. So it was right after the Korean War, and I just am so excited, you guys.
You know, it's a little-known fact that I also was asked to play a part in MASH. In fact, I'm honored that I am the man that cleans up after Colonel Potter's horse. It's a non-speaking part, but I believe it's important. You know, there's no little parts in theater. There's just little people.
See,
that's
true. Potter's potty keeper.
That's it. Potter's horse's keeper. Hey, we got to take a break here.
Stay with this, guys, to the other side.
Carl and Linda Bob, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. You want to get a good haircut? Go see DC Tim and the Man in Black. I tell you what, great haircuts, great prices. If you're a veteran, they give you a discount. It's not a Oprah kind of place.
I know you came home the other day checking out National Geographic.
Hey, you know what? I started National Geographic. You know, then they have also, you know, they've got great, great exhibits of animal replicas on the walls, and it's man's last stronghold. They've been in business, you know, there's been a barbershop there for over 50 years. In fact, you know, Bill, who's here today, celebrated his 30th birthday in there 50 years ago. So, you know, and they've got a photo of him, and he hasn't changed a bit. So, Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue.
You say they give discounts.
They do, for veterans.
So they take a little off the top?
Well,
oh!
They also, I said, somebody asked, you know, like Rich Pay says, since Rich Pay doesn't have a lot of hair, he said, well, wait a minute, why are you charging me as much? And he said, I'm sorry, we have to charge you for hunting for it. So, okay.
Hey, we're talking with Bill Collins and Wade Riggs, and you know, it is the week before Veterans Day, the Veterans Day Parade, so many things happening with veterans. It's the Appreciation Month, and the show, play, musical, MASH. Well, actually, you do the music beforehand, but the play. Share with us, maybe one of the funniest things so far that's happened within the cast.
Well, I think a lot of it is just the things that normally happen during live theater, which is, you know, craziness. You know, it gets, you know, you've got 32 actors trying to get to the stage at various points. And Father Mulcahy, a gentleman by the name of Tim, he has this one line where he's got to come in and go, Walt. And Walt's on stage with a gal, and they turn around, they talk about how Ho-John is in being operated on, and we had a mix-up backstage, and Walt evidently left the stage early. Tim comes around the corner and goes, Walt, and he's not on stage, and Tim just gets this deer in the headlight look on his face, and I'm watching this going, oh no. And then fortunately Brian Storm comes running back toward, you know, through the tents and picked it up. But it was just, you know, it's one of those things. That's what I love about live theater, is the way the actors have to respond, because things do go wrong.
Spontaneity.
One of my favorite is the scene where Hawkeye is trying to make them think he's crazy, so he'll get a Section 8, and he's out there with this huge stuffed animal, and he's playing an African safari hunter, and he has a lot of little ad-libs in there. And Russell is just, of course, he's a Reading Improv player, and he's just phenomenally funny. And he and Duke's scene where they're going to give this pill to one of the characters, and it's an improv scene, and every night it's different, and it's hysterical. I have to leave the audience so that I don't go...
And you, you play... a character like Bob Hope.
Yes, I open the show as a USO MC, Bob Hope.
All right. And so we've got tickets again. One more time, if you're just tuning in, we're talking about the play MASH, which has debuted and to many accolades, as I have heard. And we're talking about MASH. You had something to say.
The tickets are only $15. For regular admission, and then $12 for seniors, veterans, and students.
Fabulous. Wait.
Oh, that's great. You know, veterans get a break on the tickets.
Right? Absolutely. And then we've got a lot of veterans. You know, myself, I'm a veteran. Yes. And we've got a lot of veterans involved in the cast.
Well,
and
you know, well, thank you. You know what's going to be a big week coming up here? A lot of things happening, starting with that parade tomorrow.
But they can get the tickets online, Cascade Theater online, or go to the Cascade, or you can come that night and
to the McLaughlin.
McLaughlin
Theater.
Sequoia School. At the end of Placer Street, just keep driving down.
That's right.
Until you hit the end, and there you are.
And I'm thrilled. I'll be there tonight. I will be able to rub elbows with the North State's best actors and actresses, and as you all say, just actors. Musical guests and singers, and it'll just be phenomenal.
It's an event. It is an event.
And I understand you have stuff on the outside when people come in. It's like you've cast the spell as soon as they get there.
Oh, yeah. We've got some great displays in the lobby, and we've got a lot of the other theater groups that are also represented, too, like Riverfront Playhouse, who has been absolutely fantastic in helping us with props and with some of the set pieces.
Rhonda Ball has helped us enjoy magazine. Yeah. She's online.
They're phenomenal.
Yeah,
and Lynn Regan. Yeah.
Yeah.
These are all great people.
Great cast, great crew.
Okay, we have a minute left. Closing thoughts.
Well, I just want to thank all the people that have come together to help us put this on as a fundraiser for West Side Performing Arts. And, of course, you guys have been fantastic. Thank you so much for being a part of this. Without our media sponsors, you know, we'd be sitting in an empty theater. So without your helping us to get the word out and to build this, it wouldn't have happened. So thank you so much, both of you, for being a part of this.
You audience people out there, you've got to see this. This is a show you do not want to miss. It's a great show. It's a tribute to our servicemen and servicewomen. And it really is. It's been a wonderful joy to work on this.
Well, thank you, Bill Collins and Wade Riggs. We'll be there tonight and tomorrow
and
night.
Tomorrow night.
And get your tickets and come and hang out and see something. Be part of a great history making in the North State.
And we all come together like this, you know. And it's been an eventful week here in our community. There's been a lot of angst over the last few months. Hopefully that part's over, the election's over, that we can come together. And, you know, at community events like this, you know, call me Pollyannish, nobody has and survived.
But call me Pollyannish!
But the thing is that a community theater, community events, all these things that are happening on for Veterans Day, the community coming together, you know, it's the first big step that we can all come together, because it's too great a place for it not to.
Start here.
Thank you too much. Thank you all so much for what you do, Wade,
thank
Bill.
You.
Carl and the Bob, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Carl and the Bob. Good morning, 8:34 in the morning, 605-4567 is our phone number, and KCNR 1460.
You know, this has been really fun.
Chatting.
This has been fun for me. I just interrupted you. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay.
You know, because we did have a heavy week. We had, political, and there's always unrest.
Fistfights in the studio.
Well, not fistfights, but, you know, huge banter back and forth. And so today has been a day that's just been, it's community. What
we're
do we do?
Up.
Veterans events are coming up. We've been honoring our firefighters.
I got to rant about Obama.
I was out of the room on that one. But yeah. Angel had emailed in the chat room that she has a whole new respect for firefighters after moving to this area. In the Bay Area, they're EMTs, and they actually fight fighters in this area. So, you know, hats off to you again. Thanks for coming in, Sean. And
happy birthday, there.
And happy birthday. And we also let's go to the phones really fast.
Laurel.
Jim, hold on, but let's go to Laurel. Who's
she's been hanging on?
Yes, Laurel, talk to us about the magical dinner.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I just wanted to mention that we are having our public ticket sales for our Shasta High Magical Dinner tomorrow morning. So if anyone would like to come and experience this beautiful dinner in authentic Renaissance time, they can come by the foyer of the David Marr Auditorium tomorrow between 8:30 and noon, and we'll have lots of parents there waiting to sell them tickets if they'd like to come.
Okay, tell us the dates of the performance, Laurel.
I will. The dates of the performance are December 1st through 4th, which is a Wednesday through a Saturday, and also December 8th through 11th, which is also a Wednesday through Saturday.
Okay, well, Carl and I definitely would love to see the event this year. Tell us about where give us a little visual of the magical dinner.
Oh, it's really beautiful. They try to be extremely authentic in terms of the costuming as well as the music, and it's run just like a dinner might have been run back in the, I guess we're 1750 or somewhere. There's our year. I forget. Every year we have a specific year from the time that we're doing. And It's just as if you were having a dinner with the king or queen. The students are all servers, and everyone, of course, speaks in their British accent. You're not allowed to speak anything but that, and it's just as if you were there with the king and queen, and they bring in all of their entertainment, their royal musicians, they have the royal play, and then, of course, there's the madrigal singers, and the music is really, to me, the highlight of the whole evening. It's just beautiful.
Well, thank you for calling us and giving us a heads up. We understand this dinner sells out very quickly, so tomorrow the tickets are on sale from 8:30 to noon. How much are the tickets?
The tickets are $35 each, and that, of course, includes the dinner. There's a fairly authentic dinner that we serve. It's delicious. And
do we get to throw turkey legs at each other?
Well, no, we have Cornish game hens.
Ooh. Oh, that's even better. They, you know what? They've got a better trajectory. You can throw them almost like a football.
That's true. If you ask some of our servers, they might say that they've had some moments like that.
Well, we hope
probably wouldn't admit to it.
And we want you, it's at the Shasta. Tell us where the tickets are for sale again tomorrow.
The tickets are at the foyer of the David Marr Auditorium at Shasta Learning Center there on Eureka Way. So,
okay.
And there'll be a big sign out front. So they can just come on in and they'll see us. We're set up there. And we'd love to have people who've never been to the dinner come. It would be great.
Well, we'll push this some more and we'll have you on. Maybe we can have the Madrigals in here and do a little singing for us.
That would be very cool.
We'll have to work
on that.
Okay. All right. Thanks for the information.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay. Jim, you're on KCNR 1460.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, you know, the Tea Party people sent the Republicans to deliver a message to the president that they do not want to play his communist games anymore. And they want the business to come back to America. They want the businesses made to where they can do business in the United States and without all these problems they have in there. And for them to reach across and saying that we have to reach across the aisle to them, when they reach across the aisle to us with a good idea, then we might be able to work with them. Otherwise, smack their hands and keep on walking, use the Constitution for a premise to run your business, you know, and to
run the country.
With.
Yeah, the government
by the Constitution.
Yeah. Well, Jim, you know what? There's I think that it's the people have spoken. I can't see it any other way you could take this. I've heard some of the most convoluted explanations, including, well, people really want our message. We just haven't gotten it out there far enough. And I'm thinking, how could you even say that? The message obviously is wrong. You don't lose that many seats. You don't have an election like that and get trounced like that throughout the country without it something being said that you're in the wrong, you're going the wrong direction.
Yeah,
so.
Well, you see, the Tea Party people are not all Republicans, they're not all Democrats, they're not all declined estates or anything else. They are a mix of all the people, they are Americans. And they are the Americans who believe in the Constitution, who want the Constitution to go forward.
Well, you know, I've heard today, again, on the, I was watching some show, some weird show, and they go back to the racial thing. Oh, no, the Tea Party, the racial. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, you know, that's one way, you know, any time that you want to negate something somebody is saying, you attack them with things like, oh, they're racist, oh, they're homophobic, they're this, they're that. And the thing is why can't it be just people that have had enough and just said, you know what, I don't care, black, white, purple. I don't like the way the country's going. It needs to be changed. And I think the people did that. So to try to color a movement that has spread throughout the country of people that care, just because they're conservative and they want it to go a different direction, it wasn't just the Tea Party that made the changes yesterday. It was our entire country that made the changes on November 2nd.
Yeah, but the Tea Party was the big leader to get people going that way. And the other people said, hey, they're moving. Let's get with it.
Well, it's a force that has to be reckoned with. So we'll have to see what happens.
They all got to, you know, they got to go here. But the biggest thing is the Americans that are true Americans need to stick together and get rid of the communists.
Well, okay, Jim. Thank you for your phone call.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. You know, many times people are anger or there's a thing as labeling people communist, socialist, teabaggers, all that stuff. You know, it's just labels that cause, friction again. bad ideas are bad ideas. I don't care which party or how you're labeled. Bad ideas are bad ideas. Hey, got to take a break. We come back. We got Daniel on the line. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, finest walk-in humidor in the state, Espresso Joe's, great coffee, great prices, great community room there. Joe and Shelley are heroes in our eyes for everything they do for our veterans and for our community. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. And our next guest, Daniel, you're on line one and live.
Good morning. Is this Colonel Pollyanna?
This is Colonel Pollyanna. That's right. Let's take that from a Coast Guard. Oh, well, that's like being slapped in the face.
Sorry, I couldn't resist.
Yeah, okay. What's up, Daniel?
Well, you know, I was just thinking about, you know, back in the old days when they had the riots down there in L.A. and, you know, Rodney King, and after all the shellacking that everybody took down there, all he could say was, can we all get along?
Well, you know what? It's, and you know what? I think probably he was sincerely meant that when I saw him say that, is that, you know, well, he was tired of it, too. Yeah.
But we got a combination between him and then, you know, of course, we got Rodney Dangerfield, so we could change maybe Hail to the Chief to Rockin' Rodney, maybe, you know?
You know, win an election and you guys get so mean, so. You know, have a few million people vote to change the country and look what happens. People just pile on, you know?
Well,
okay.
In all sincerity, though, you know, Barack Obama is my president. And I want to stand by the man, and I hope that he'll work towards the middle and start being the president for everybody.
Well, you know, I hope so too, Daniel. And I hope that he does take it. He does say it. Hey, we got shellacked. We got shellacked for a reason. We're going the wrong direction. If we're going the wrong direction, you're the president. Go in the right direction. You're the one at the helm of the ship. Make that course alteration and bring us back on a true path to prosperity. And, you know, getting people back to work, fixing our economy. And the way you do it is by you know, getting the businesses back on their feet and not building big government, not continue to spend, which our Congress has done over the last 10 years. So I hope they got the word, because if you changed it once, guess what? In 2 years, you can change it again.
Well, if they want to get lots of money into the federal coffers, the best way for them to do it is turn the American people loose and let the entrepreneurs do what they do best.
There you go. Daniel, thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care. Hey, by the way, today it's going to be partly sunny with a high of 75. If you're just tuning in, it's currently 51 degrees. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Redding. It's absolutely gorgeous out there. Tonight, Candice Lavolsi is going to be performing. This is the first night they're doing two nights of music in a row. Candice Lavolsi playing her harp, classical standards and beautiful harpist that she is. And then tomorrow night is Rick Hill on the guitar. He has some new kind of Spanish flair instrumentation that he's doing with his guitar, and it's really, really, really good. 474-5546 are the reservations. And by the way, I just have to put this in too. When the MASH group was here, a name that I forgot to say thank you to is Bill Roos. He's the guy that did all the tracks for the music, and I got a chance to meet with him and rehearse with him to work out this number, and he's the guy that did the instrumentation and all that for the MASH production. So Bill Roos, thank you so much, and a shout out to you.
Okay, on Monday, Gary Douglas is going to be our guest. Gary Douglas is from the American Veterans AMVETS. He's going to be having a seminar on November 8th, Monday, at, of all places, Tobacco and Brew, from 9 a.m. to 12, and then from 1 to 3, and 4 p.m. to 7. And it's going to be discussing and filing your claims. So veterans that have some questions, that's the place to go to. He'll be here, like I said, Monday. He'll be talking from 7:30 to 8. Next week, we have got an eclectic group. We're going to be having politicians. We're going to be having people like from AMVETS. We're going to be having authors. We're going to be having private investigators, and we're going to have a remote. That's right, next Friday. A week from today, the Northern California Veterans Heritage Museum will have its kind of like a early opening for its grand opening, and we will be there live on the air. Now, things that are happening again. Hey, tonight, we've mentioned this a couple of times. We really like them. The Classic Cafe. They have, once a month, they have this big dinner. And that's going to happen tonight out there on Athens Avenue. They've got everything there. They've got anything from, and you know, liver and onions to pot roast to steak, you name it. It's there at the Classic Cafe. And also, again, and of course, MASH. We're talking MASH. And then tomorrow morning starts at 10 o'clock. They've got over 74 floats and entries at the city of Shasta Lake. Right down the main avenue there, the Veterans Day Parade, the annual Veterans Day Parade. Linda's going to be singing the national anthem. It's honoring the Korean War veterans.
It's a beautiful parade. We've ridden in it. Carl's going to be riding in it this year. Last year, again, we were on the, what's it called, the dais?
You're at the dais because you sang the...
But it was beautiful. So we just encourage you to come out and honor your veterans. It is a beautiful parade. One of the largest parades this side of Fresno, come on out. It really is
not the largest,
else.
Right.
Yeah.
And okay, on Sunday then, from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Anderson 7-Day Adventist parking lot, just east of the Safeway in Anderson, it's an old-fashioned picnic and tribute to the veterans. Free food. So, it says free food. I don't know if it is, but you know what? It's going to be a good time. Linda and I will be there, and we'll be talking about our veterans, talking about how much we owe our veterans. On Tuesday, Parsons Middle School will have a tribute to the veterans. November 10th, Mistletoe School will have a tribute to the veterans. Of course, that is the Marine Corps birthday, and we will have veterans of the Marine Corps. And we'll talk a little bit about the Marine Corps that day. And, of course, November 11th at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery, Veterans Day service is going to start at 10:55. So you want to get up there early. They're going to have a flyover. They've got all these events planned. And then a tour of the Memorial Chapel. A memorial building, it's a chapel, afterwards. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. Call in the Bot Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
But I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here are 605-4567.
By the way,
8:54, November 5th.
We are not going to be at Tobacco and Brew today.
That's right. There'll be no noontime show today. We're having technical problems over there with on how we can transmit this over two or three different methods. So we're gonna pull back this weekend and kind of let everybody take a rest, and then we're gonna get back into it next week when we have try to have on some of our new elected officials. Maybe get three of them on at the same time and have them talk about how they can work together. Wouldn't that be good? We can try and do that on our show too. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellite out there off of Airport Road. Doug Tooley and his gang have been there since 1985, except for a timeout when he went into the 82nd Airborne. Dish Satellite, he puts it in quick, he puts it in professionally. We use it at our home, have had no complaints. It gives you everything. You know, people say you think you can't get some channels. You can get all the channels. We can get RFD now. Rule-free delivery. I'm not sure who watches that. I really am not sure who watches that, but we watch it occasionally. Bob watches it.
You know, it's Hee-Haw. There's some really interesting stuff on there.
Yeah,
my
Hee-Haw,
dad
right.
used to watch that.
Well, you know what? That's you know.
He loved it.
I'm not sure who watches it, but it has a lot of interesting shows. Okay, you know, Chuck Wagon Cooking. Okay, that's RFD. It's on. See, if you don't have Dish, I don't know if you can get that. So anyway, call up Doug Tooley at 244-1988, and guess what? You get to talk to a local person. You're not talking to somebody that lives 18 continents away, and you bounce it off 12 satellites. Okay, RABA. We talked about that earlier this week. If you've been watching TV on Channel 7, KRCR 7, you'll see the advertisements, but it's a salute to veterans. They are
they are asking our community to donate money so that veterans can ride free on RABA. You can take your money down to RABA Bank here in Reading or in Anderson. You can call the 378-2280 to talk to the Northern California Veterans Museum if you want to do your credit card. Anyway, this is in conjunction with RABA Bank, the Northern California Veterans Heritage Museum, KRCR-TV, RABA, and, of course, KCNR Radio. And we are more than happy to be a part of this, be a part of all of this. Okay, the, you know, next week, too, we're going to be having more of these, but Applebee's on Veterans Day will thank our nation's veterans and active duty military by inviting them to their neighborhood Applebee's for a free meal. A selection of complimentary entrees will be available for veterans on Veterans Day as dine-in guests at all Applebee's restaurants. And we have, of course, the Applebee's here at 1801 Hilltop and 200 Antelope Boulevard in Red Bluff. I think that's great. That's just, you know, something else that's, you know, it's happening again next week. You know, Linda, this has been a, the last few weeks has been pretty
not harrowing.
No, it's not harrowing. It's not. It's never that. But it's been, you know, the stress level for our city has been up. You could tell that. In the night of the election, we went from spot to spot to spot, from Tobacco and Brew, where Patrick Jones and Gary Cadd and John Dix and many others were there to watch the election results, to the Holiday Inn and where the Republicans were both happy and sad.
And you went to Francie Sullivan.
And then we went to see Francie Sullivan and Sondra Speer, and to see them and it were, you know, with the members of the union there. And, you know, the stress level, of course, up to then was very high. You could see it even after the election, things were starting to ease off. Now, I've seen some of the statements since then that could be not be considered like, this is going to work out. But it's time to get past that. It's time for our leaders to get past that.
It is what it is. We have to make the most of what it is.
That's right. So the way we do that is we get together and we make the decisions that's right for our community. Just like we make the decisions that's right for our state, right for our nation. So we hope that that happens. And
go forward and make it a great weekend with a positive attitude. Honor
right.
your veterans. Say thank you to a veteran. Bob Belongi, thank you for
your service,
and,
Bob.
Yes, and coming in for filling in for Jim Bremer this morning. I know you've been up early and always holding down the fire and the fort when it comes to being a producer here on Free Fire Radio.
Taking the abuse you always do, Bad Bob. That's why we call him Bad Bob. I treat him badly when you're not listening.
Why?
Okay. Tomorrow, the parade, Shasta Lake. You're going to be singing. It's going to be a great, great parade at City of Shasta
Lake.
It's
my honor. Whenever.
And be there before 10, that's when it starts.
And tonight we'll see you at MASH.
That's right. This is Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio. It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.